I feel like we've all been taught to be scared of the sun, avoid it, reapply constantly, cover up immediately. But recently, I started questioning that. The sun actually plays a role in things like your mood, sleep, and hormones. So I'm not avoiding it anymore. I'm just more intentional about what I put on my skin when I'm in it. A lot of conventional SPFs are filled with things like hormone-disrupting chemicals, seed oils, and synthetic ingredients. So I started looking for something simpler. That's what led me to Primally Pure's SPF. It's super minimal, only 9 ingredients, using non-nano zinc, plus really nourishing things like tallow and mango butter. I've been using their sun cream, and it honestly feels more like skincare than sunscreen. Lightweight, not chalky, and just easy to wear. So if you've been rethinking your sunscreen, Primally Pure is one of the best places to start.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
A little secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Scoop, 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 scoop.
That is, I don't know where that comes from.
Do you guys think, this is an honest question. Okay. Are we rolling?
Yeah.
Do you guys think that Rihanna purposefully accentuated her gut or baby bump?
Mm. Or gut. Gut.
And,
let's go with
and,
gut.
Well, the reason I'm saying is how many people's initial reaction is, what the fuck is that? Mm-hmm. And then... I mean, I can imagine there were people. Yeah, your hand is up, Sarah.
I was like, what's happening here?
I can imagine there were people that, especially if you'd had some drinks or whatever, that are just flying off about her, right? And then right as the show's happening, it hits Instagram, Rihanna's pregnant. So it would only have taken a second for the loudest mouth in the room to have to eat it and be like, I'm sorry, Rihanna.
I'm sorry. I'm going to issue a blanket statement to all pregnant women. I'm really sorry for thinking that she just had a big fat gut.
Yeah, you're not a fat barf bag. My bad. I just thought, and that was like purposefully done. She absolutely masterfully did that.
It
and
was
I credit
funny.
To her.
You know, the thing was that the colors were very saturated. Like, it was sort of hard to tell what was going on at especially at first, like as they're sort of flying the camera around and you're trying to figure out, what am I looking at? What is happening there? Is that just a bad angle or has she not lost the baby weight? Because she just had a baby 9 months ago.
Which that was where I went. I totally just thought, oh, it's one of those things where she's being body positive. Good for, you know what?
Right. Sure.
What the hell do I care? She's not getting in bed with me anytime soon.
And even if she was, the gut would not be a deterrent.
Right. So I just, but I was, the surprising thing was the way the belt was just underneath it. Kind of the way a guy's tummy would be. Like you just go, whoa. Anyway.
And then that hard plastic bra thing that was going on. I really thought by the end because John, you know, was Googling, oh my God, it's trending. It's a trending topic. Oh God. Oh yeah. She's confirmed. She's pregnant. I'm like, oh my God, you're going crazy over there. Pretty sure it's just, you know, her belly. But yeah, by the end I was just like, I was so digging it. And I love that big, like kind of, I don't know if they like blow a bunch of air into these outfits. Cause it seemed like she had a set of sleeves on that just sort of reached around the back of her. And then she went for the full-on cape that was sort of made out of a collapsed tent. It was really neat. I loved those platforms. It was just, even using them as lights, the way they created these kind of electric spaces underneath them over the main platform. It was just so cool. Anyway.
Yeah, I don't have a Rihanna record. I don't play Rihanna music. The show that I really loved was last year's. Last year's, I felt like they could have put a tour together and done that around the world.
Taken and it would that have sold set. Out.
Yeah,
right.
The whole thing would have gone for, you know, high price concert ticket around
You're
the world.
You're right. They could have done that in like big stadiums, mm-hmm. just the way they did it. Put everyone in the bleachers in the seats, use the whole field.
Yep.
That would have been, they should do that.
That was a great show. So for me, that was a little better than the Rihanna thing. But I also am just like, all right, Rihanna, let's see what she's got. And I thought it was fine.
She had some stuff, mm-hmm. for sure. She pulled it off. Looked really good. She's so beautiful. Her face is just, I could just keep on looking at it. She's foxy. Mm. Okay, so listen, a couple things I wanted to talk about here. This is a secret show, right?
Yeah.
Okay, secret show for Monday, February 13th. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day. Special guest tomorrow, a day early, and on the day that she needs to go crazy, V-Hale will be on tomorrow. That'll be fun. So last week we were, and I think that we talked about this when V-Hale was on the show. Didn't we do the should I or shouldn't I have kids?
Yes.
When V was on?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
Okay, yeah, I don't remember who was there, but go on.
She was for sure there because okay. she was explaining why she didn't want to have kids.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, and she doesn't want you to have kids either. She doesn't want, you know, potential date guy. So right. this person, I have a couple responses, and Bryn actually pointed me at them. We get a lot of responses to some of the stuff, and they go on a response folder. He's like, you want these. These are good. So
okay, good.
I had a couple of them, yeah. I'm a 47-year-old woman married to a man. My husband and I have been together since we were 26 and got married when we were 31. We don't have children by choice. No regrets. Similar to the woman who wrote in, we love kids, but we both have never really had a strong desire to have our own. We have lots of friends with kids and lots of nieces and nephews that we get to spend time with. In addition, we have a lot of practical reasons to not have children. We have tons of hobbies. We like to travel. We like time to ourselves. We enjoy going out to nice dinners, going to museums, etc., etc. We have that luxury because we don't have children. Not to mention the planet's overpopulated, and that can be a wicked place to live and raise a little person. Most importantly, neither of us wanted to risk having a child and something terrible being wrong with them. We didn't want to bring that possible complexity into our relationship. My husband suffers from anxiety. I have a mother who's disabled. Our plates are already full. I've had a few moments of feeling maternal and wondering if I should have had them, but those feelings pass. I think that's normal for anyone. Lastly, you will have so many people tell you, once you have your own kids, you'll love them so much. I believe that's very true. But we've made a conscious decision to not change our lives in that way. We love each other very much, and we want to put all of that love toward each other and our relationship to make it the best it can be. Still to this day, when my husband and I spend time with our friends and their kids, who we love very much, we come home telling each other how grateful we are that we didn't have children. Love you all, and thank you for being my radio family since 03.
Yeah, that's
well
great.
Said. You mm-hmm. made that
I'll tell
decision.
You something. I've mentioned this before. And I don't mean this in a way that is like, oh, woe is me, or feel sorry for guys. Guys don't need anyone to feel sorry for them. But I do think that guys don't know when they have kids with their wife that their wife suddenly will, that they will become secondary, tertiary, and every other airy there is to what you used to be, which was number one in her eyes.
Right.
And you don't realize it. Because you've never felt that. She's always put you first. She's always treated you as her most important person. And women can make a man feel like a fucking superhero when the person you care about gives you the attention that you most desire. And it's not, and I don't always mean sex. I just mean that you're first. Yep. She thinks of you. And she does things that are thoughtful that guys don't even think of, even though they might feel the same way about their partner. Those kinds of things really do make you feel like a million bucks.
And those things go poof.
Poof. Exactly. And it's not, I don't take that as a slight, but you will find out the hard way that you're not first anymore. And that's just a a pill you got to swallow. The end.
Yeah, you know, having emerged on the other side of this and not having kids at the house, you know, at first it was kind of sad and like, but honestly, John and I are back. It's definitely come full circle. Like that guy, I'm sure he's like, where can I hide that this bitch can't find me? But I think he still enjoys me. I mean, we have our little dances and our little songs that we do. And honestly, it's come back. Like we got through it. We have the kids, they're gonzo, but there's no guarantee that anybody's kids, and they could come back any minute. Like, I feel like I'm glad that we did it. But if I had the whole thing to do again and I didn't already know the kids, I might not. Like, that's, and left to my own devices, I don't know that I would have. John was the one who definitely wanted kids. This next one also responds to the kid thing.
Meet your moment of calm. Primally Pure just expanded their Blue Tansy collection, and the new Blue Tansy Body Butter is already a ritual rooted in real life. It's cloud soft, it melts into the skin, and it's made from scratch with real biocompatible ingredients your body actually recognizes. Grass-fed tallow to fortify your skin barrier, mango and shea butters to replenish moisture, and beeswax for a breathable layer of protection. For mornings that feel full, for days that don't go as planned, for moments that seem chaotic, return to calm with skin that feels restored, protected, and buttery soft.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter, from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Furniture shopping can be overwhelming. There are so many options, and it's hard to know what's actually worth it. That's why I always turn to reviews to guide my decisions. If something has hundreds of five-star reviews, I'm paying attention. And Bob's Discount Furniture has tons of highly rated pieces that make choosing a whole lot easier. Like their Elm dining set, which has over 700 five-star reviews. It's a gorgeous setup with a real marble table and comfortable Bobapedic seating that instantly upgrades your dining space. And at $9.99, it's a super approachable way to get that high-end look. Or check out Bob's Copper Radiance Queen Extra Firm Mattress. Over 400 five-star reviews and recommended by Consumer Reports. It's designed with a copper-infused cover and high-density Bobapedic foam for support. Plus, it comes with a 20-year warranty. And if you're looking for a sofa upgrade, the modular Bob Sectional is a customer favorite with over 1,000 five-star reviews. It's got soft, durable upholstery, storage, wireless charging, and starts at just $250 per piece, so you can customize it without overthinking it. For quality furniture and everyday low prices, shop at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
Also, thank you to this person. The font is humongous. I don't know how they did it. Dear radio family, maybe, Bryn, did you do this? Was it super small?
And no, that was all them.
That's great. Yep, it's huge. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Old lady over here. This is in response to your February 8th Secret Show conversation about whether or not to have kids. Sarah, I want to thank you for your honesty about your feelings about the situation. Your perspective makes me feel seen. Growing up, I always assumed I would have kids because that's what you did. My husband and I met when I was 18 and he was 22. We got married when I was 26. We bought a house a year later and we had our first daughter a year after that. While I don't regret any of it, I also wish I slowed down, traveled more, and didn't constantly focus on the next thing. Also, I know what you're going to say. You married the guy you met at 18. What an idiot. Just know that I had a period of slutting it up as a teenager and did all this stuff. All right. Anyway, now we have two daughters who are about the same age as Vinny's girls. As much as I love them, I also tend to think about what my life would have been like if we didn't have kids, particularly when we're going through tough parenting patches. Like you, Sarah, I had kids for my husband. I knew he wanted them. And that he would be a great dad, which he is. The point is, this is all to say, thank you for shining a light on a different point of view about kids and making me feel less like a selfish asshole. You are such a good person. I was supposed to say that in the Maria Athens voice. OFOC, don't say my name. Don't say my name because I just totally threw my kids under the bus and I don't want them to know I did it.
No, that's a valid opinion and really worth, like,
yeah.
I think people do need to hear that because all they often hear is just, oh, well, you got to have kids. Oh, you got it. And it's going to be
And people
perfect.
Start asking you immediately the minute you're married, when are you going to have kids? When mm-hmm. And then you have one and they're like, when do you have another kid? There's a huge amount of societal pressure.
And look, I had mine late in life, and there is no doubt that I love those kids. Whatever, right? I don't have to say that. It goes without saying. But financially, at this age, I've put myself in a bad situation. Also, on top of that, I do feel like, and this is the first time I've ever felt like that, and maybe this is just the way every parent has felt for all times, but for the first time, as the pandemic was happening and there's like, and the Trump and the hostility between Trump and the Democrats and the just the general negativity in the air made me think, God, this is not a great place for a kid to grow up. And I don't mean the U.S. I mean the world.
Right.
Like, it's just not great times. And I don't mean I still see tons of beauty around me all day, every day. But what I'm getting at is for the first time in my life, it made me think, what have I done? Like, yikes. I hope this world is still cool for these kids in 20, 30, 40, 50 years. Because that's
what they've got.
Right. It just doesn't feel like we're headed a great direction. Can it rebound? Yeah, sure. Absolutely. And I hope it does. And I hope we get off this sort of negative online outrage that seems to be the move of the day. But
yeah,
I've never really felt that way about our world until I brought kids into it and then went, oh, fuck.
Because you look at it from their long-term point of view. You know, I wonder about, I think about like how I'm having my own situation with social media and my own reactions to it, and I'm starting to have like some really negative opinions about it and what it does to kids and what it does to mm-hmm. just not even kids, all people, and who we become and how, you know, suddenly you're like a political expert because, I don't know, you watch one show and now you want to go all over all your social media and all your brand new opinions and you're an asshole if you don't agree and whatever. I actually wondered what Alex thought after hearing all of the kid talk and then his own like go ahead and have kids and then some of these responses and a lot of the negative stuff that we hear about social media and the effect that that's having on kids, like, where are you at right now?
I was just joking about the whole have kids thing. I just wanted to, you know, kind of,
but that was a good joke
because
I believed you and I don't believe you now, so
but my whole thing is like, I really would like to have them. But I do understand that it's very difficult. It's not an easy decision. I think I look back at my childhood and the things that were good, you know, with my family when they were, and I kind of would like to give that or have those times, but be the parent is, you know, the Christmases and the good times, the family times. But there's a lot of bad times too, because I was not easy to handle. So if I had a little me, that'd be probably a big problem. So there's a lot of thought that goes into
it. Well, there is no guarantee. There's no way to know. It's a total roll of the dice.
Yep. Yeah.
So would you say you're still definitely having kids?
I think I'm leaning that way, but
definitely having kids. All right.
A big part is too, I'm sure, you know, I haven't really talked with my wife about it a lot, but I think that's something that she's going to want. So it's not entirely up to me.
You don't know right now for sure that she wants kids?
I'm sure she does.
Oh, he knows, yeah.
You're sure she does, but you just said she hasn't really said.
Yeah, but I know.
He knows. He doesn't want to say.
You know, let me ask you something, though, because I don't mean to bring her up on Instagram, but that's the only place I know her other than the concert we met her at. So I know her from Instagram, and she's pretty effervescent. Like, she's bubbling over with life and energy and her videos. And I know you say she's, you know, really into her social media presence, and I get that if, you know, she stubs her toe, she doesn't put that video in there. You know, that's,
unless it's awesome.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, it seems to be like a real shiny side of her life. And she knows that doesn't stay that way after she, you know, has a kid.
Yeah, this is just one of those things that, yeah, we haven't. I'm not a good talker sometimes. So this is one of those things I definitely we should talk about. I don't know. Maybe she's not the best. It's probably more my fault because I'm, you know, she probably has a, you know, it's tough for her to talk to me about stuff. So I got to be better about talking to her about these kind of things. And yeah, seeing where she's at with it, because it is kind of one of those things that we need to discuss.
Why don't you let us know what you want to say and we'll say it to her. I think we might
well,
actually.
Well, the other thing, look, Alex, this is a legitimate concern. And I know you're in the beginning of your radio career, and so finances in the big city aren't easy. I know that feeling. And it's hard to think about how we're going to, like, having a kid in your brother's house. I think an apartment has to happen first. And I don't, I'm thinking how I would think, not how you think. But I'm saying, in my mind, there's a lot of things that have to happen before a child can be brought into the world. So if that ends up being the goal, you probably have to put that out, you know, 3 years in front of you and then
work toward
check off some boxes before you get there. If that's not the case and you think you know, hey, we'll do it now. Okay. You know, that's then by design you've done that. But I'm just saying there's a lot to talk about, more than just, humping and leaving it in is always fun. I love that.
Oh, it's man, the start that is awesome. Of an epic journey.
Yeah, no, I think about that stuff a lot. There's a whole lot there that, you know, we definitely don't have enough time to talk about on the show, and it'd probably be boring whatever I have to say about it. But yeah, no, there's a lot going on there that I do think about sometimes, and it's it just starts giving me a lot of anxiety, and then I move on to doing something else.
Yeah, let's play some video games, man.
Right. Is this something else? The butthole.
Yeah.
it could be many things. Yeah. So
don't get pregnant in the butthole.
Yep. There it is.
That's what I tell everybody. Yeah. My words of wisdom.
While we're on Alex, do I have time to do this beard thing?
Yeah, it's pretty short, right?
Yeah, it's kind of.
Fairly.
Okay. Hi, Sarah, Vinny, Alex, and Brittany.
Meet your moment of calm. Primaleap here just expanded their Blue Tansy collection, and the new Blue Tansy Body Butter is already a ritual rooted in real life. It's cloud soft, it melts into the skin, and it's made from scratch with real biocompatible ingredients your body actually recognizes. Grass-fed tallow to fortify your skin barrier, mango and shea butters to replenish moisture, and beeswax for a breathable layer of protection. For mornings that feel full, for days that don't go as planned, for moments that seem chaotic, return to calm with skin that feels restored, protected, and buttery soft.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
First, I'll give you guys some slurps and let you know I've been listening since my parents were driving me to school in the third grade. I love you guys, and my whole family knows when I mention Sarah or Vinny, or even Brittany at this point, I don't have to say, you know, from the Sarah and Vinny show. They just know. I also got to go to Winterland with my now husband when Ed, third grade, now she's married, when Ed Sheeran was the headliner. Absolutely epic. That was a great night. In any case, I was catching up on secret shows, and I just heard the one where Alex revealed that his secret sauce is his beard. Lol. God, I love Alex. I also love the show where he was talking about sex versus crunch wraps. Tough choice for sure. He is pure gold. I agree. That being said, as much as Alex has now piqued all of our interest in wanting to see him without a beard, Alex, don't do it. This might be a weird example, but just go with it. My dad has had a beard my whole life. Many, many, many years ago, we went on a family trip to visit my grandparents and aunts and uncles on my dad's side. And my dad's brothers encouraged my dad to shave off his beard. They both don't have beards and wanted to see him without one. He came out from the back without any warning, and my sister and I screamed. He looked like a complete child molester. He didn't look like our dad at all. It completely changed his whole look. A beard is definitely a face changer. I'm worried Alex might do this in Mayara. Sorry, don't know how to spell it. M-A-Y-A-R-A.
Perfect.
Oh, I'm worried that she will scream. Oh, God, you're a child molester. Ah! Of course it will grow back as my dad's did, but I will never forget what his scary naked face looked like. Do you all really want to be responsible for scarring Mayara? I know, it's tempting, especially scarring. For the sake of the show. But Alex, don't let them pressure you. There's a reason you grew that beard and have never looked back. Stay strong, my friend.
You're a little dramatic, you writer.
P.S.
Perfect Valentine's Day gift. Without a beard.
Look, I'm a pedophile.
You know, having had my beard grown to its... I've never had a longer beard than I had on Friday.
Oh, it was a nice long beard.
That's,
yeah.
It was long, and it was driving me crazy. But I truly, like... First of all, I think there must be people who just get a beard on and see themselves for the first time. Like, oh, this is how I'm supposed to look. I get it. I also think there are people with just waddle necks and or like no chins,
yeah,
or whatever it is, where they go, you know what'll make me look like a normal person is a beard. And they grow it and they do, and if and the desired effect is there. They're like, now nobody knows I have a weak chin.
Yeah, I wish I could grow a beard. That'd be great.
I lost my beard, brother.
Hilarious.
Oh, I know, that's true.
It's a sad day.
Yeah. I had to. I couldn't take it. It was driving me nuts.
Yeah. Well,
but back to the original story I told you, which is I shaved that beard off. My wife didn't notice for a day and a half and then went, oh, look at that. You do fall down the priority list in a big way when you get married
also,
and have kids.
Just,
I
don't know.
Say.
You're not like staring longingly into someone's eyes anymore. You know, they're just you're taken for granted, Vinny.
Did you get the trash? Good, because trash day's tomorrow. All right.
Yeah.
Good night.
All right. Bye.
You know, an idea for Alex is kind of trim it slowly, like, you know.
Oh, take
one,
it down?
Yeah, like one guard at a time. Oh. And that way, it's not a surprise when you do shave it
if
all the
I
way
do
off.
It, I will. I have thought about it. And if I do it, I would leave the mustache. Like, that's my thing is that.
Okay.
I oh, think you got a bad upper lip?
No, it just,
oh,
I look
what's
weird.
Going on
I just
under
look
there?
Weird. I just, yeah, I just look weird. I don't know.
Happening.
So, yeah, I maybe because I look too young or I don't know.
I love that he's giving it this much
maybe
thought.
Maybe he's
though.
Got those, like, really.
I'm stressing out about this thing.
Like
now.
Those poochy lips, like, you know, the girls go, make a duck face. Maybe.
Oh, you got
like,
duck
really,
lips?
Yeah, he's got duck lips.
I don't know.
Well, now we you know, right. I doing like a goatee doesn't change the look very much.
That's
so
what I'm saying. I'll do the stash where I'll take off the beard and I'll leave the stash eventually one of these days. I don't know. I can't commit to it. I'm a bad committer.
Don't. I think
right,
this person is
it.
Actually
no
right
pressure.
And you shouldn't do it.
I'm,
it's,
yeah,
like,
exactly.
It's your secret sauce. That it's right there.
He's going to end up with a counselor. I don't know if I can do this.
Right. Well, what
I'm
would
a bad
it be
committer.
Like if you did do it? What would that be like? All right. That's going to fucking
right.
do it. Hey, Vinny, do you remember our new, the end?
Liberty skit, 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 skit.
Liberty skit, 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 skit.
I even got the right amount of skits, didn't I?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if it's skit or skip.
I wasn't counting either.
Yeah. All I know is.
Nice job.
Yeah. See you tomorrow.
Great job.
Thank you.